Welcome to Wisdom Unleashed. It's your host, Christian McCray Stewart, and today's topic, we're going to be discussing live by the Word of God. Welcome on, everyone. I pray that you all are doing amazing this week. Last week was productive. It was jam-packed. It was filled with some amazing things that God was doing, and we were not able to bring you all the episode. But that's okay, because by God's will, here we are again this week, and we are going to be discussing living by the Word of God. Living by the Word of God. Well, let's just say, as we are navigating life today, we have to be careful. We have to know that if things are not backed by the Word of God, then we don't believe those things. We don't take those things. We don't treasure those things. We don't allow those things to be a guide for us or a measuring stick for us. Even more so, as people, we cannot be turned away from the Word of God because of man, because of human beings. I see at a drastic rate many comments, individuals who are providing commentary on things that turn people away from God. But when I sit back and I really assess it, when I begin to dissect it, what I come to determine, or what becomes very clear, is that people have taken the attributes, people have taken the flaws, people have taken the things of men to then try to discredit the Most High God. And we have to get to the place of understanding the difference between relationship and religion. We have to get to the place of understanding the difference between relationship and religion. God, the Most High God, who sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, desires a relationship with us. The reason he sent Jesus was to die for us, to draw us back to him, to bring us back into the perfect dynamic of who he created us to be. And the thing is that God does not impose himself on us. He gives us the free will to decide whether or not we want to walk with him, whether or not we want to be in relationship with him. And the thing about it, all of us, if we look over our lives, if you realize that there's something that's missing, there's something that's tugging on you, there's some fulfillment that you do not have, that is a void that God wants to fill in our lives. The first thing I want to do is set the stage this way. Proverbs 30, verse 5 says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. So God's word is pure. There's nothing pure in this world that we are going to get exposure to than the word of God. So with that, if you encounter someone who did something that was against the word of God, well, this is not a time for you to say, well, God is not real, or this is why I don't believe in Christianity, and this is why I don't go to church. Don't take the attributes of man and begin to place them on God. Go to God and take that to him and ask him to help you, ask him to heal you, ask him to guide you. And I speak on this from experience. I've experienced church hurt. And in the midst of me experiencing church hurt, it left me down a journey where I began to explore every other type of religion. I wanted to make sure, like, Lord, is this really you? How these people are acting, how these people are putting on, is this really you? But let's highlight what I said I did. Even in my journey of going through all those things, I went back and it's like, God, if you're true, show yourself to me, reveal yourself to me, help me to understand that you are the Most High God. that you are the one who created the heavens and the earth, that you are the one who sent Jesus. Help me know that I am on the right path and that I'm not going in the wrong direction. And what I realize is that all of us are flawed. All of us make mistakes. All of us have hurt people. All of us have done some wrong things. None of us are perfect. If any of us try to take the position like, look, you know, I'm good. I've been living a good life. Then we're deceiving ourselves. But the premise behind this notion is the fact that I thank God for that opportunity to get back to the place to truly know Him and to walk with Him and have a mindset that regardless of who may hurt me, regardless of what may go wrong in the church, regardless of what people may or may not be doing, whether it's with your word, with in alignment with your word or out of alignment with your word, Lord, I'm not going to turn my back on you. I'm not going to blaspheme you. I'm not going to live life as though you do not exist. John 17:17 says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. The Bible truly is, and you all maybe have heard this, it's the basic instructions before leaving earth. The Bible has everything that we need to navigate this life. Now, when you look at history, did you have people who took God's word and they twisted it for their own benefit, for their own objectives? Yes, you did. Yes, we did. We all know history. But does that make God's word any less of being true? No, it doesn't. Somebody can come into your house and tell you, hey, the sky is gray out there. Because they want you to stay in. They want you to think that it's going to storm. They want to do whatever it is for their own benefit, for their own objective. But if it's a sunny day and the sky is blue all day, it doesn't change the fact that they've tried to now warp it for their own benefit. What I'm hoping or desiring, or what I believe the Holy Spirit is pressing upon me, is that it gets out there for people to stop living their lives based on the things that have occurred in the world, on fallen people, because we all are fallen, right? We all have fallen short of the glory of God. And if you truly want to know what's true, if you truly want to know who God is, then go and inquire of Him. Because God is an amazing God. He gives grace. He gives mercy. He gives love. He's also a just God. And the thing is when you want to know Him, all you have to do is ask and inquire of Him. And God will show you. There are many testimonies of people. I mean, you have atheists. You have people who were practicing other different religions. And they got to a place to say, hold on. It's what I hear about Jesus, is what I hear about Yeshua, is what I hear about this man who came and walked the earth and who did not sin and who died for my sins. Is this true? Is this real? And they had a divine encounter with God and He revealed who He was. And that's the thing about it, divine encounters. There's no way for us to encounter the one true God and remain the same. There's no way for us to encounter the one true God and we walk away still living in darkness. Now we can make the decision to turn away. We can make the decision to wash our hands, but it's not one of those that you cry out to God with a pure heart, truly wanting to know Him, that He's going to turn away from you, that He's going to push you away. And this, I want us to look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. And this is why we want to live by the word of God. When I say that, the word is, I mean, if you're looking at how to function in your marriage, you're looking at how to raise your children, you're looking for ideas in growing your business, you're looking for how you need to show up with your colleagues on your job, you're looking on how to operate and function in ministry. You're looking on how to navigate relationships in general. And I mean everything. The word says that there is nothing new under the sun. The Bible, if you get to the place that you are seeking that relationship with God, you are hearing from God, God will bring the verses to life to you. He will bring them to life. He will give you a revelation. You know, I heard a great pastor that I love to sit under who passed away shortly after COVID. But they were talking about how you could take one scripture and you could read that scripture for the entire year, and God could continue to bring you revelation. God could continue to show you something new in that word. But 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 through 17 says, "And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." There's a good work that we're all called to do on this earth. But the point that I want to focus on for us right now, when it says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So when you hear that, oh, the Bible is written by man, and then and it's flaws and it's errors and it's this and it's that. And it's just like, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Now, did God use men to write the word? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He did that. Just like God uses us to do amazing things. God uses us to go out here and create million or billion dollar businesses. God uses us to be a blessing to other people. God uses us to be a shining light. God uses us. He uses his creation. He uses us. He looks at us and says, "You want to know something? I created her to go out there and to be a voice for me. She encountered some things and I brought her through. I restored her. And now I'm going to use her to go be a blessing to the same young girls who may be experiencing this. I'm going to allow her to be used so that she can provide wisdom to keep someone from going down that path." It's an amazing God that we serve. The same God who gave inspiration to the scriptures, he gave it to man through his Holy Spirit to bring it forth for us to have instruction, to have direction. It says it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. Like some of us, you know, we navigate life and we're just like, oh, you know, when you're getting ready to make a decision and there's something like, you want to know something, I don't really think that this is the right thing to do. Guess what? Guess what that is? That's in your DNA, because you were created. You were created in the image of God. None of us will have the excuse of saying, "Lord, I didn't know you." We're not going to have that excuse because it's in our DNA. When we walk out and we see the vast beauty of all that has been created, there's no way for us to deny that God exists. Then we get to the point to make that decision whether or not we want to walk with him or not. Whether we want him to lead us. Whether we want to fulfill the purpose on our lives. Whether or not we want to fulfill the call. Whether we desire the best of God for our lives, or we want to try to navigate it on our own based on the standards of the world. And I'm just hoping for all of us to not be distracted, to not be deceived. It truly breaks my heart when I see people post or I see videos of people speaking about it, and their attack is against religion, man-made rules, man-made requirements. And this is keeping them from having the relationship that God truly desires with them. It's heartbreaking. I mean, the TPT for 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 through 17, it says, "Remember what you were taught from your childhood, from the holy scrolls, which can impart to you wisdom to experience everlasting life through the faith of Jesus, the Anointed One. God transmitted his very substance into every scripture, for it is God-breathed. It will empower you by its instruction and correction, giving you the strength to take the right direction and lead you deeper into the path of godliness. Then you will be God's servant, fully mature and perfectly prepared to fulfill any assignment God gives you." It's like, look, this word empowers us. It gives us the instruction and the correction that we need. Y'all, we all need that. There's areas in our lives that we need to grow. There's areas in our lives that need improvement. There's areas in our lives where we desire to be better. Well, those things are found in the Word. It says it gives you the strength to take the right direction and lead you deeper into the path of godliness. There is strength found in the Word when we are building ourselves up and we are seeking to see, okay, what does God say? What does God say about this situation? What does God say how to navigate this circumstance? It says, "Then you will be God's servant, fully mature and perfectly prepared to fulfill any assignment God gives you." You know, we live life and we want all the good things. You know, we want the cars, we want the houses, we want all those different things. And not that any of those things are bad. I mean, when you think God is our Father. And so for anybody who is a parent, or even for us, you know, as children, for the most part, now are there exceptions? Yes, there are. But for the most part, we desire to give our kids good gifts. We desire for our kids to live good lives. How much more our Father in heaven? And the thing about it is the Word guides us and leads us to help us to fulfill the assignment that God has given us. And if we're fulfilling that assignment, God is saying, look, when you seek first my kingdom and its righteousness, all these things are going to be added unto you. All those things. That's Matthew 6:33. God is saying all these things are going to be added unto you. We don't have to worry about all the material things. We don't have to worry about the substance, the things we need to survive. God is saying, look, if you seek me first, all these things, I'm going to bring it to pass. The Word says that he will provide all of our needs according to his glorious riches. Some of us are tarrying and struggling because we walked away from truth. We've allowed the enemy to plant seeds of deception, of discourse, unbelief, and we have completely walked away. And what happened? And this is the one, thank you, Holy Spirit. This is the one thing. Study to show yourself approved. We have to be careful that the only knowledge, the only information that we were coming into about who God is and how he functions and how he operates about the kingdom was coming from what someone was telling us on the pulpit when we sat in the church on a Sunday, or what somebody was teaching us when we went and sat in a Bible study on Wednesday. That's why it's so much deception. That's why so many people are falling away, because we didn't get to the place to say, okay, I'm going to study for myself. Yeah, you said that, but let me go back and read the Word. Let me go back to God in prayer and see if this is him, if what you have said is accurate. And then when you see people who appear to be in error, you want to say, look, We're fallen. People make mistakes. People sin. But Lord, I'm gonna come to you. I'm gonna seek you. How do I deal with this? Do I still need to be in this place? Is there somewhere else that you want to place me so that I continue to grow, that I continue to get the wisdom and the insight? We're just in a society that we fail to want to do the work. We fail to want to inquire. There is so much information available to us today. And I can't begin to wrap my mind around the prospect that people are like, oh, God isn't real. Or they fall into, I know there's a God, right? I know there's a God, but I don't know about the Jesus thing. Well, I would encourage you to go do your research. I would encourage you to go and do your research. There is so much of this world, in this world, that has happened in science, in history, artifacts, and all these things that speak to the truth of the scriptures, that corroborate the scriptures. And so my encouragement for us all to continue to live by the word. Let us not be led astray by the things of the world or the worldly standards. Let us not be deceived, because we are living in a time that many will be deceived. But the thing is, if we continue to hold on to God's word, we continue to allow God's word to be our measuring stick. We continue to allow God's word to be what leads and directs us in all of the endeavors of our lives. We will continue to be able to say, all is well with my soul. We will continue to walk with the peace that surpasses all understanding. We can continue to function in faith. So I don't know if today's session was exactly what you needed to hear, or it sparked something in you, or you think that it's something that will bless someone. Look, let us share it. Let us share, y'all. This is the time that we need to be sharing God's word. People need to know. People need to know that God's word is truth. They need to know that his word is pure. They need to know that when we trust in him, he is our shield. And so my prayer as we wrap it up for today is Psalm 119, verse 18. It says, open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. And so, Father God, I'm praying that you would open all of our eyes, not our natural eyes, Father, our spiritual eyes. Open our eyes that we may see the wondrous things in your law. Lord, we pray for our family and friends, oh Lord, who may not know you, that you would open their eyes, that the covering cast would be removed, Lord, they would be pulled out of darkness into the light, oh Father, Lord, of your glorious word, to know who you truly are, what you desire of them, to know that you are real, to know that you are the God that sits high and looks low, to know that you are the God who knows the end from the beginning, to know the God that you have called them, that you have set them apart, that you have a purpose for them, that you have a plan for them, Lord, that you do not desire to hurt them or harm them, Lord, but you desire to bring them to an expected end. Oh, Lord, may they come to encounter you. May they come to encounter you, Lord, and experience the grace, the mercy, the unfailing love, and may great transformation take place in their lives. Father, I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my people, if you haven't already, go ahead and head over to wisdomunleashed.org. Sign up for the email list. Also, if you haven't gotten my book, You're Worth It Because God Said So, under the tab books, go and read a little bit of it. Then head on over to Amazon and grab you a copy. If you've already gotten your copy, hey, get a copy for someone that you think it will bless. With that being said, until we meet again, you all have joined Wisdom Unleashed.